Let's look at a sovereignty displacement analysis for Taiwan. Today, we need to understand what the current situation is. Historically speaking, from the mid-1890s to the present, a discussion of sovereignty over Taiwan territory must deal with Qing China, Japan, and the United States. Fundamentally speaking, these are three countries, and we will have a separate column to examine the situation for each one. In other words, we will have three columns in total. Let's look at column one. On May 8, 1895, the sovereignty of the Qing dynasty over Taiwan ends. So, in regard to both the exercise of control and the legal ownership, there is a sovereignty displacement out. This is labeled as D1. Let's look at column 2. On the same date, May 8, 1895, the sovereignty of Japan over Taiwan begins. So, in regard to both the exercise of control and the legal ownership, there is a sovereignty displacement in. This is labeled as D2. Furthermore, we should note that while Japan's exercise of control over Taiwan ends on October 25, 1945, but its legal ownership has not changed on that date. This is an important fact that is completely misinterpreted by many researchers who deal with Taiwan. Let's look at column 3. With the Japanese surrender ceremonies on October 25, 1945, the United States' conquest of Taiwan has become a fact. The conqueror is the principal occupying power, so the exercise of control by the United States military government over Taiwan begins. So, for the United States, this is a sovereignty displacement in. This is labeled as D3. Now let's look back at column 2. With the coming into force of the San Francisco Peace Treaty on April 28, 1952, the legal ownership by Japan over Taiwan has ended. So, for Japan, this is a sovereignty displacement out. This is labeled as D4. Our conclusion must be that, legally speaking, the exercise of control by the United States military authorities has continued up to the present day. Of course, as we should realize, USMG has delegated this exercise of control to the Chinese nationalists, who call themselves the Republic of China. Nevertheless, in the current era, the legal ownership component of sovereignty over Taiwan is still undetermined.